Hi, and welcome to the Organized for Success podcast, the show where we provide home organizing and productivity tips so that you can get your home and life organized and stay organized. I'm your host, Kathy McEwen. I have a question for you. Do you ever get an area of your home organized and then within no time it becomes cluttered again? If so, you're not alone, because that's so common. And to prevent that from happening, I'm going to actually go over 7 areas to keep tidy for regular maintenance and how to keep them tidy so that you don't end up with them being messy and cluttered again. So we are going to cover 7 areas to keep tidy for regular maintenance. I don't want you to have to tidy something up, get it all organized, and then in no time it's cluttered again. So how can we prevent that from happening? Now, I'm going over this. Now, if you have a family and they're not keeping it tidy and regular maintenance, then, you know, we can only do so much. Really, what I want you to do is maybe go and explain this to your other family members. Have them listen to this episode if you want. But the more people on board, the better, right? All right. So one thing to keep in mind is that if you keep these areas tidy that I'm going to go over, on a regular basis, it will take no time to continue to keep them tidy. Once you have a system in place, it is much easier to keep that area tidy, and it shouldn't take you long to keep it up. Honest to goodness, this is the truth. Once you have a system in place, you shouldn't have any trouble keeping it organized if you follow the suggestions that I'm going to give you soon. So no more spending hours of your time tidying up in one area. It shouldn't take you more than a few minutes. And you know what? You're going to love it. You are going to love having a home that's organized and you are able to maintain it. And it's going to be great. And like I said, it shouldn't take you more than a few minutes each day. So let's make sure that the following areas that I'm going to cover right now are clean and tidy. All right. So these aren't in any particular order, but I'm going to just go with 1 first, which is kitchen counters. So let's chat about kitchen counters. Okay, you should have as little as possible on your kitchen counters. Keep the, you know, what you should have in your kitchen counters is really just the things you use on a daily basis. Like maybe you have a couple of appliances you use on a regular basis. Maybe you have a roll of paper towel so it's quick and easy for you to clean up something. But basically, I don't want you to have much on your counters. The less you have, the better. The less you have, the less cluttered it will look. Now, if you're like, yeah, right, Kathy, I have stuff on my counter because I don't have anywhere else to put it. And I use these things, so I need them, but I don't have anywhere else to put it, so I keep it on my counters. Well, if that's the case, then that tells me that you may be storing too much in your cupboards, right? Because if your cupboards are full, then that's when we start putting things on our counters. But if that's the case, then I recommend that you create more room in your kitchen cupboards so that you don't have to have them on your counter, right? The answer is to create more room in your cupboards. Don't overstuff your cupboards. I want it to be easy for you to grab what you need. So see if there's anything in your cupboards that you can let go of or store elsewhere. And once you have your counters with less stuff on them, then it's going to be so much easier to keep it tidy. So is there anything in your cupboards that you can put somewhere else? Like maybe you've got, I don't know, a crock pot and you just never use a crock pot. It's something you use once a winter or something and that's it. Well, maybe that could be stored in a storage room downstairs because you rarely use it. But go through your cupboards and see if you can create space in there if you're putting stuff on your counters and because there's no room in your cupboards. But once you get your counters with less stuff on them, it's going to be so much easier to keep it tidy. So you just have to then get into the habit of not leaving things on your counter. So for example, dishes. Make sure you wash your dishes regularly every day if you can, and then put dishes in the dishwasher and empty the dishwasher on a regular basis. Because sometimes that's what we do, right? Our dishwasher is full, so we just throw the dirty dishes. Well, we don't throw them, but you know what I mean? We put the dirty dishes on the counter because the dishwasher is full. So instead, you want to make sure that you empty your dishwasher. And why is it that we don't like to empty our dishwasher? Instead, we leave those dishes on our counter. I don't get it. It literally takes 5 minutes or less to empty a dishwasher. So get in the habit of emptying it and not having dirty dishes on your counter, and it'll be so much better. So make sure your kitchen cupboards have enough room that you can put the stuff on your counters away if that's the case. And make sure you keep your dishes up to date, wash your pots or whatever that doesn't go into the dishwasher. Make sure they are washed on a regular basis. And same thing with your dishes, empty your dishwasher. If you do all this, including wiping down your kitchen counters, and putting things away. So when you're making something, maybe a sandwich, you take the ketchup out, you want to make sure you put it back away. That's all part of this maintenance. It's all part of tidying up before you end your day. You want to make sure this area is tidied up. And like I said, once you have a system in place, it's so much easier. So make sure every day you take a few minutes and just go by your kitchen and tidy up what's in there. Number two is bathroom counters. So it's the same thing for bathroom counters. Keep as little as possible on your bathroom counters. If you have a lot of creams and lotions, for example, that you use on a daily basis, then keep them in a container on your bathroom counter. Because you use them regularly, I want to make sure they're easy access for you. So sure, keep them on your counter, but instead of just having loose bottles and creams, jars everywhere, maybe have containers that you can just keep them in. And then that way they don't fall over, they don't get messy, and they're all kept in one area. So it's nice and tidy. But try to limit the items you have. If you have a ton of stuff on your bathroom counters, then reevaluate what you have and see if any of it can be stored elsewhere. Or even if you have cupboards in your bathroom or drawers, maybe they can be covered, put in there. And if they are full, then that tells me you need to go through those drawers and see if you can create space. So once again, once you have an area of your home organized, once your home is organized and you want to maintain maintenance, take a few minutes and just go over your kitchen area and your bathroom counters and just make sure everything's put away. The other area, which is number three, is the front hall area. And that is one area that can get messy really quickly. And it's the first thing we see when we enter our homes. So, because it's the first thing we see when we enter our homes, we don't want to walk into our homes right away and see clutter. That's not a good feeling, right? It's not a good feeling. So, keep the items in that area to a limit. Limit the number of shoes you have, the number of boots you have, the number of coats you have in that area. Just make sure you don't have a ton of them. Limit it. So, you know, the ones you use on a regular basis, you may keep in the front hall area or your closet. But if you don't use the others, you know what? Store them elsewhere. Keep a limited number. I've gone into homes, there's been 30 pairs of shoes at the front door. And I know that they don't wear 30 pairs of shoes every day. So that tells me they're keeping too many shoes out. So keep the ones you use, maybe one or two pairs that you use on a regular basis, and put the others away elsewhere. You can also use baskets or other organizing products to keep smaller items contained. So I don't know, maybe you have sunglasses or you have mitts. If you're in a winter area and there's snow, you might have mitts and things like that. So what you can do is keep that stuff contained into little containers, or you know, that way it's easy peasy. It's one area, it's kept neat and tidy, and it's not all over the place, right? And don't do the drop and run. So I call the drop and run when you come into the ho your home and you're carrying a bag of something, or you're like a bag or something else that you're carrying, and you drop it down and then you go to a different room and you leave the bags at the front door. So that to me is drop and run. So you come in the door, you drop what you have, and then you end up walking into the kitchen or the living room and you leave the front area, but you've just dropped those bags there. I don't want you to do that. That's all part of maintenance, is that you have to, whatever you dropped, you've got to pick it up actually and put it away, right? You've got to put that stuff away instead of just dropping it. You've got to put it away. So get in the habit of doing that, and that will help so much. Don't leave things at the door, put them away. And then just to go backtrack a bit, when I talked about, you know, keeping baskets or containers close by so that you can drop things in and then it's contained, like your keys, car keys, or your sunglasses or whatever, you could always have a basket or a container per family member as well. And that way they know that's their container. They can just grab what they need and you don't have to hunt for things. So that's number three, the front hall area. Number four is the living room or family room or great room, whatever you want to call it. But basically, that's the room where you hang out. So every day before you go to bed, if you tidy up and put things away, it will maintain, you'll have regular maintenance. So every day before you go to bed, you have to tidy up and put things away. If you have a lot of clutter in that room, then it's best to get that room decluttered and organized. And then once it's done, to keep it looking nice and tidy, make sure that you take a few minutes every day and you put the things away that don't belong in that room. So for example, if you have a cup or a dish that belongs in the kitchen, don't leave it there until the next day. If you're, once you've finished eating or drinking that drink, then you put it away. Or at least you do it, I say, before you go to bed. So before you go up to your room to go to bed, then just make sure your living room area or great room area is all nice and tidy and things are put away in the proper spaces. Number five is the old dreaded paperwork. So let's just talk about paperwork piles for a second here. Once you have decluttered and organized your paperwork, and you know, it's going to be so nice because there'll be no more piles of paper, right? So once you have your paperwork organized, then we are going to try to have no more creating piles of paper. That's out of here. No more piles of paper. You've done that. It didn't work. You got it organized. And now it is best to have no more piles of paper. Now, if you struggle with paperwork and what to keep and what not to, then you may be interested in my paperwork mini course. If you are, by the way, if you're already in the Calm the Clutter program and you're a member of the Calm the Clutter, then that paper mini course is inside that program. So you do not need to purchase the paper organizing course. But if you are not in the Calm the Clutter and you have not checked out the Calm the Clutter course, then you may be interested in it. It's low value. Oh no, I shouldn't say low value. It's low cost. Low cost has lots of value. But you can find out the courses that I have on my website at kathymcewan.com/courses. That's kathymcewan.com/courses. And you can always check it out and see if it's a good fit for you. So to help keep your paper under control, one of the things I recommend right away is to open your mail right away. As soon as you get mail, come in the kitchen. It literally takes a second to open it. I know that we want to drop it on the kitchen counter and we want to start making supper or we want to start doing something else. I get that, but I want you to actually not do that. I want you just to take the 2 minutes to open up the mail and not only open it, but I also want you to put the recyclables away right away. So open it and throw out any empty envelopes, any paper that's, I don't know, advertisement that you don't want. Recycle that right away by putting it in your recycle box. And then you're keeping what you do need to keep, right? And then what I want you to do is take that paper that you do want to keep and use some of it you may need to action. I want you to put that paper in the room that you do your paperwork. So right away, you come in the door, you open up your mail, you throw out the recyclable paper, you're keeping what you're keeping, but you don't have time right now to take care of that paperwork. Maybe it's a bill that needs to be paid. Maybe it's documents that you need to read. You don't have time for that. So instead of like dropping it on your kitchen counter, I want you to actually put it in the area that you do your paperwork, where you sit down, you organize your paperwork, you pay a bill, whatever, you do your reading. If you have an office, that's probably going to be in your office. And I'm not sure where in your home you do that, but wherever you do, I'd like you to bring those paperworks to that area. And then what I want you to do is create two piles. That's it. It sounds like a lot. You open the paperwork, you open the envelopes, you throw out the recyclable, you've got your paper you're keeping, but I want you to put those into two piles. One pile is for the actionable things that is really important you need to do soon. And the other one is stuff that you can do later. If there's no hurry for it, it's something maybe you want to read, but there's no deadline for it. You can read it at any time. So just create two piles and put those piles of paper wherever you normally do your paperwork. And then you have to remember to find time within the next couple of days to action the paperwork that needed to be actioned. So if there's a bill that needs to be paid, then you're going to want to take care of that right away. So that goes into the action pile, put it in the room, you do the paperwork, and then I want you not to forget about it because it's important, right? It needs to be actioned. So once again, I'll just kind of go through this really quickly. You open your paperwork, throw about your recycles. Now you're keeping the paperwork. I want you to create two piles for that paperwork. One is to action right away. One is to be filed or could be done later. It's not important. Take those two piles of paper and put them in the area that you do your paperwork, whether it's your office at home, I'm not sure, but you put it there. And then I want you to tackle that paperwork within the next day or two. So you don't have time now to do it because you're going to go make supper. You don't feel like it. No problem. Create your two piles and then action those paperwork within the next couple of days. All right. So that was number five. Number six is bedroom. And there is nothing better than hopping into bed when your room is clutter-free and organized. And same thing when you get up and start your day, right? So there's nothing better than getting into bed when your room is organized or when you get up in the morning and you're starting your day, your room is organized. Your bedroom is supposed to be a room that you feel comfortable and relaxed in. And if there is a lot of clutter, that causes a lot of brain stimulation, which can cause anxiety, sleep deprivation, or even just not loving going into your bedroom, right? So if you have a lot of clutter in your bedroom, it's not a good feeling. It just doesn't feel good, right? Like I said, you could cause anxiety. You could have sleep deprivation. And when you're going to bed, you want to feel calm. And so take time in your day to tidy up before you go to bed. If your bedroom is really cluttered, it's going to take time to get that clutter under control. And that's true. It takes time. But you have it looking amazing, once it is organized and it's looking amazing, then it is a matter of taking time before you go to bed and tidy up. Now, the hot spots in a bedroom are often the top of your dresser or your end tables. Maybe your floor has stuff on it. Your laundry may be piling up. And if you have a chair in your bedroom, that may be used as a dumping ground because that's what happens often when there's a chair in the bedroom. We just kind of, you know, put things down. So I'm not saying that your bedroom is that way, but that's very common for a lot of bedrooms. So make sure those areas are tidy by putting everything away in their proper homes. And once you do it on a regular basis, it really doesn't take long. If you don't wait for it to get piled up and piled up, it doesn't take that long to just quickly tidy up and put things away. So really focus on your bedroom because, like I said, it feels good to go to sleep with an organized room. It doesn't feel so great when it's cluttered. Number seven is your car. Now, that may not be an area of your home, but cars can get cluttered too, right? So maintain organization in your car. It is all about making sure that you don't leave things in your car you do not need. Once you have your car organized, then every time you get out of your car, grab everything that shouldn't be in the car. So if you have to make a couple of trips to get inside your home, and then back to the car again, so be it. Because if you don't, things will start to pile up. And it really is about regular maintenance and keeping it tidy. So keep your car tidy. Tidy up. Every time you get out of your car, grab things and bring it into the home and put them away. Because cars can really get messy quickly. So it's all about maintaining. And that is by tidying up. Okay, so I hope these suggestions were helpful. If you would like more decluttering and organizing tips, there's a few ways you can get them with me. One is to join our free Facebook group, which is called Organize for Success. And by the way, I may be changing the name of that group, but if you're listening now, it is February 2023. And right now, as I'm recording this, it is still called Organize for Success. You can also join my free masterclass, which is called Three Important Steps to Decluttering and Organizing Your Home. And that is a masterclass where I go in and talk about what's holding you back from getting your home organized, how to let go of those things that you struggle to let go. Also, how to get started, because I know that's a problem with a lot of people is I don't know where to start. That is all covered in this free masterclass and more. So if you want access to that masterclass, send me a message with the word masterclass on Instagram at Kathy Organize, or shoot me an email to Kathy at KathyMcEwen.com. And I will send you the link to that masterclass. And like I said, no cost to you. It's free. Okay. Best of luck with your decluttering and home organizing. And I'm going to see you next time.